And since your name is Timothy, then that means honoring God. And so now our desire here, since all our names are the same, is that we all have the same desire. And that our desire is that we would honor God. Now I want to attempt to take the setting and to make it our own. If we're going to even call ourselves Timothy, by way of application, I want us to understand and try to get into what it was to be Timothy in his day, in comparison even to the day which we live, and the reality that some of us are Davids and Chads and Collins and Johns and everything else. And it's really easy for me, and I'm imagining for you, that I remove myself from the conditions of something that I'm reading about, and I see it as, well, that was then, and that was them, and that wasn't me, and I've got this problem. And I've got this situation. Okay, well, Timothy, you know, he was in a certain situation, and he had the Apostle Paul. Well, I want us now to look at this and see who this is. And really, this is for you and me. Here was Timothy. Who was he? He was a young man. He was a young man. Who is the Apostle Paul? He was the apostle, but he was at the end of his life. He had come to the end of his course. And here's Timothy. There's problems. What am I going to do? And he's concerned. And here's Paul, and he's writing a letter to you, to Timothy. He's writing a personal letter to him. Here is one who is mentoring Timothy. He's one that you can turn to. I'm going to give you some instruction, some help. I want to give you some encouragement, Timothy, because you know what? I understand that there is difficulties, but I just want to encourage you and help you to direct your thoughts, your affections, all in the right direction. And so Paul was mentoring Timothy to guide him, to direct him. And we can take all of this now that Paul, who has come to the end of his life, to Timothy, who's a young man, what am I going to do? Which way am I going to turn? How do I make these decisions? And realize that here he directs us in a way to a person and in a manner that would give Timothy encouragement to take these steps in his young life, that he would be, as his name says, one who would bring honor to God.
It's important. Two things I want to address. Brother Tony has used a phrase, and Emil has used a similar one. What do brethren mean when they speak of Timothy living in a day of ruin? I think it's important that we just say, what was the church to have been? What was the assembly here on earth to have been for our Lord Jesus? It was to have been the established witness, the pillar, the testimony of the grace of God seen in man here upon the earth or for man. Something had happened. Terrible things. It had begun that way. And when we speak of the church in this way, we're speaking of responsibility that has been committed to you and I. So there had been failure that had come in. She no longer displayed as she should be in this world. And so then the call went to individuals. Now, I think of what we started as we read the first verse. Paul writes as an apostle. When I see him writing as an apostle, not the servant of Jesus Christ, but as the apostle, I'm going to find things in this epistle that are not optional. I'm going to find things here that are instructions for me to follow under whatever circumstances came from. Paul is writing as an apostle. But let me tell you something, young people, that has not changed. If ruin had come in, if discouraging conditions had come in, he says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. The unfaithfulness of men had not affected the faithfulness of God. Now you want to remember that as you go out into life. God is always faithful. The Lord Jesus is faithful. This is the faithful word that we hold in our hands. We can always depend upon Him. Every time, all the time, no matter what happens. And this is the first thing that he's reminding Timothy, that this promise of life which is in Christ Jesus has not been changed by the difficulties that have come in. And then he writes to my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. And I'll just take us into three. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing, Timothy, I remember you in my prayers. That's nice, isn't it? Night and day, the apostle praying for this young man every day. And we'll come to find out that Paul knew that Timothy was greatly taken up with the circumstances of the day. He had wept over them. I want to ask you a question about the assembly. Why do you go there? Why do you attend this little meeting? Most of the time, they're small. Most of us don't sing very good. We don't have choirs. We don't have a lot of things. We don't have a sports team, usually. We usually don't have a band. Why is it that we go there? Many young people in this room within 3 or 4 years are going to have to make a decision. Am I going to continue in this pathway? This is a book that is going to help us to see the wonder and the beauty of gathering to the name of the Lord Jesus himself. I don't know how much questioning was going on in Timothy's mind at this time, but we do know that he was discouraged with the circumstances of the day. And you will be when you look at others, when you look at people, when you look at things, and we get our eyes off of the Lord, we will be discouraged. Paul's eyes were on the Lord. He was looking to the day when he was going to receive reward. And that kept him going in the days of difficulty that we're living in now.